Most people know that the word thumma means then in English, which carries the meaning of next or after that. So action one happened, then action two. That's the basic meaning of then in English. And this is actually how it is used in many ayat in the Quran as well. Like in the ayat explaining the stages of life of a human being. Each stage is separated by thumma before going into the next stage. So from dust, then from sperm drop, then from a clinging clot, then child, then adulthood, then being an elder. This all makes sense, since the earlier action always precedes the later action, which is what you would expect from the use of then. However, when we look at this ayah,
وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَاكُمْ ثُمَّ صَوَّرْنَاكُمْ ثُمَّ قُلْنَا لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ اسْجُدُوا لِآدَمْ.
Allah here is addressing mankind. We have created you and given you human form. Then we said to the angels, prostrate to Adam. Now, how can we understand this ayah properly, since we humans weren't given human form before Allah told the angels to prostrate to Adam? Well, simply put, the word thumma is translated into then, which gives us the idea that it actually means the exact same meaning as then, while that is not the case. We use then as translation for lack of a better word that accurately reflects the meaning of this word. In fact, thumma has a far deeper meaning than just then. The main principle is that thumma implies order, but not just order in time. So, then is one of the meanings of thumma, because it does imply order in time, one thing happening before the other. But thumma could also imply order of mention or report, which is in Arabic, ترتيب الإخبار. It could also imply order of rank, ترتيب الرتبة. And ثم can also be used as a resumption particle, حرف استئناف, which means that it is to be used to actually start talking about a new topic or idea. And these are just some of the meanings of ثم. So the word ثم is not just then. It is surely one of its meanings, but it is not all what ثم is. So eventually, thumma is used to order things, and depending on the context, this order can be importance, relevance, time, rank, as the ayah dictates. That's why the order of many events in the Quran is not by time, but according to what suits the meaning of the ayah. So for example, this ayah. We know from other ayat of the Quran that the people of the book worshipped the calf before they asked Musa to show them Allah outright. In terms of time, this is first and this is second. But here, the later event was mentioned first and then the earlier event. Because this ayah is simply not meant to tell us what happened first. That is not the point. Even though thumma is translated into then, because the English then doesn't have the same depth of meaning as thumma. So if the ayah is not telling us what happens first, what does it tell us then? Well, by reading the ayah from the beginning, you can see the reason why. When the people of the book asked the Prophet, peace be upon him, to bring down a book from the heaven, Allah wanted to console his Prophet, peace be upon him, by mentioning a similar bizarre request that the same people have asked of Musa. So the later event was more suitable, more relevant to be mentioned first for its similarity. Then, as further consolation, Allah mentions another example of them going astray by mentioning another event that is not as relevant as the first and happens to be a later event. So thumma here is indicating the order of mention, not time. And in these ayat as well, there is no order in time whatsoever, even though it is translated into then. But the use of thumma here indicates order of ranks and intensity. Not that something happened before something else. So the Quran does not use thumma to exclusively indicate order in time. And this isn't just a unique use for the Quran, but Arabs use that in their poems as well, like in this example.
قُلْ لِمَنْ سَادَ ثُمَّ سَادَ أَبُوهُ قَبْلَهُ ثُمَّ قَبْلَ ذَلِكَ جَدُّهُ,
which literally translates to, say to the one who rules, then his father ruled before him, then before that his grandfather ruled. And then again, we're using then for lack of a better word, but the meaning really speaks for itself, and the order here of these mentions is order of ranks. So now when we look at the original ayah that we started with, we can now realize that not every thumma in the Quran indicates that this event happened first and this happened second. So in this particular ayah, the order is not time, but it is order of mention, that Allah mentioned this first because it is more relevant to the context of the ayah, and then Allah mentions the second action because it is more relevant to what comes after it, which is to continue telling us about the disobedience of Iblis. So finally, from all of this, we can understand the number of things. Number one, the Quran is only and exclusively in Arabic, and when translated, some meaning is bound to be lost, no matter to which language you translate. In order to be able to interpret the Quran and explain its meaning, one must have very good understanding of Arabic grammar and how Arabs speak. It is also very important to have some level of knowledge in Arabic to properly understand the meaning of the Quran and really appreciate the beauty of the word of Allah. Thanks for watching. If you want to start reading and understanding the Quran in Arabic, then you should start your journey right here. And don't forget to check out my latest book, which goes perfectly with this free course. I'll leave the links for all of them in the description, so check them out. Thanks for watching, and I'll see you next time.